friend. How you doing? This is Sasha, and you're listening to Enlivened. All right, all right, all right, guys. So today we're going to talk about you and your values and how to spot when you're actually cheating on yourself and your values, and when what you can do to pivot into going with yourself, going with your authentic current and honoring who you are, like deep down to the essence of you. So the way that I want to talk about this is in the frame of mind of entrepreneurship and having your own business versus working for someone else. The reason why I want to talk about it in this realm is because why do you think that someone in the world would go and create their own business? If you know anything about entrepreneurship, you know that it's so hard because it's literally building something that doesn't exist and creating it from the ground up. From nothingness, you create somethingness. It is insane. It is crazy. It is really, really, really hard. And the moment that you try, if you don't really believe in the business that you're going to create, that you want to create, you're going to stop. As soon as it gets hard, you're going to stop because you don't truly believe in it. So why do some entrepreneurs make it, quote unquote, make it, and others give up and just fall back? I want to talk about the need to know yourself and to know your values and to know that you are worthy of honoring your values and that you don't actually need to cheat on yourself. Now, so there's two things that I want to talk about. Number one, you might be working at a job right now that feels so fucking good and everything is aligned and your boss respects you. Your boss wants to pay you for the extra hours that you give. Your boss treats you like a human being that is expanding, that is ever changing, that changes and grows. And really, you are feeling like you can expand, like you can grow, like your family is really taken care of, like your dreams are coming true within that company. If that's the case, fucking good job. You found like some kind of rare gold mine there is. But in the real world, like most of us are not experiencing that. Most of us are like, well, I'm just going to do this job for now because it's the best that I can possibly do. And then there's other people out there who is just like, well, the money's so good that I'm willing to go against myself. I'm willing to cheat on myself because the money is so good, right? Like we're like, oh, well, I have a 401k. I have like super badass savings for retirement, like all of these extra things justify how shitty it is for me to go to work every single day, right? I'm going to sell my soul because the money's that fucking good. So for a period of time, for a moment in your life, you can go with that, right? You can go with that mindset. But there's going to come a moment, and I'm not just speaking for myself. I'm speaking for myself and for my clients and from some friends and just like a lot of people that I know that they're just sticking in it for the money because they literally have no other options in their mind. They do have other options. They're just like they're not aware of the other alternatives yet. So why do you think some people go out on their own and decide to do the climbing of the mountain of becoming an entrepreneur, even if it's so fucking hard, right? It's so hard because you have to get to what is worth it for me to put effort into? What do I know to be true for sure? Like, you know, when you wake up and it's like, oh my God, I'm so tired. Like my family needs me. Somebody died. Like something happens. Like something is so important. And your boss is like, yeah, I don't care. You got to come to work. And you don't actually believe in your boss's message. You don't believe in the company's mission. Like it becomes very, very, very hard to keep going at that job. There comes a moment that you're like, what? Like, what's the fucking point? Like, what's the point? What's the point of me continuing on with this job, with this thing that gives me money, if I'm getting money in order to feel happy, right? I'm getting money in order to buy things that I think are going to make me happy, right? We're going backwards. as opposed to just doing something that I actually believe in the first place. I could actually like cut so many steps. It's almost like cutting the middleman, right? If you have to go through like 17 steps before you feel the happiness, why don't you feel the happiness now, right? So it's almost like saying, I'm guaranteed happiness later, so I'm willing to give up my happiness now. I'm willing to give up my authenticity now because I'm guaranteed safety later. But the truth is, we are never guaranteed anything. There's nothing guaranteed in this lifetime. The only thing that I want to raise awareness to right now is that when you are entirely in charge of your own life, when you are entirely in charge of your own life, your own future, your own way of deciding how you want to be in the world, you don't have to rely on anything, right? Like right now we had coronavirus. Like, who saw that coming? Seriously, all the people who are without jobs right now, all the people who are waiting for the everything to go back to quote unquote normal, you are not like, you are not in charge of your life. Like, somebody else is in charge of you. And I want to invite you to just consider something here. Why do you think the people who created their businesses created their businesses? If you cannot find a job working for someone else, working for a big corporation, if you cannot find someone to work for, someone that gives you money that aligns with your values, like if you're literally like, oh my God, everywhere that I go, it's just like, I can't, like I'm always feeling like I am denying a big fucking chunk of who I am in order to fulfill this role. If you're feeling like that, just know that this is how entrepreneurs are born. This is how they are born. Entrepreneurs are born from this, oh my God, I can't. I can't. It's almost like shopping for shoes. You're shopping for shoes everywhere and nobody has your size. You're like, fuck, like, gotta create my own size. Like, let's just say you're a giant or a super small person. Like, you gotta create your own thing because it's the thing that fits you best, right? Like, imagine that you are some kind of really serious giant and nobody ever made a shoe size for you. Or even better, like, whatever size shoe you have, like maybe your foot is extra wide, extra this, extra that. Or if you're like my dad and you lost your really big toe, but everywhere that you go for shopping for shoes, you have to buy two sizes of shoes. You have to buy like one size smaller because your foot on one side is missing a toe. Like, you have to create things to fit you. If the things that you're looking for in the world in order to meet your fulfillment, in order to meet your values, don't yet exist, you must create them. You must create what you wish existed. And not only is that amazing for you, because if you are creating something that doesn't exist yet, you are going to feel so fulfilled by that. You're going to feel like, oh my gosh, whew, I'm so glad I created this. Like, I'm going to give you an example right now. Obviously, you guys probably know by now that I was an interior designer and I still am on the side, like here and there. Like, I guess it's just one of the things that I do and I love it still. But imagine like why I started doing that is because I walked in, I saw places, I saw things, I saw like the way people did kitchens or whatever. And then I was like, I don't like the way the kitchen is at my parents' house. I don't like the way the kitchen is in my house. I don't like the way, and I think I can make it better. Like, I genuinely think I can do a better job. Like, I really think I can get it. And I started doing that. I started creating kitchens that met the client's needs in a way that I never saw before. And it not only was that fulfilling for me, it was like the most best use of my gifts, the gifts that I've been given by God, by my creator, by my universe, whatever you guys want to call it. Like, I was born with certain gifts. I was born with certain things that made me able to do that, right? Or maybe I put in the work and I learned the things that I didn't know. It doesn't matter. But I have things and I can share them with the world. And because I am creating what I wish existed, other people get to benefit from that. But before I existed, before Sasha even made it available, even before I created this thing, before I created this space for people, this tool, this service that I can offer, people that have benefited from the designs that I created were not able to benefit from those designs. Like, they didn't exist. So I want you to think about something. Like, what is something that you think the world needs that you could give? And because you would get out of your way and you would create something that no longer existed, they could benefit. They could have a life that is so much more fulfilling, so much more amazing. I want to give you another example quickly. There is a company that makes cakes. They make cakes. They make like birthday cakes. And every year on my birthday, my dad gets me this cake, and it's no ordinary cake. Let me tell you, my friend, it is no ordinary cake. It is such a badass cake. It's an amazing cake. It tastes so good. And I can't just go to the grocery store and get a replacement. Nobody makes a cake like that. And I'm not even joking. Like, I could, if I had to marry a cake, I would marry that cake. It is so good. It's not even, it doesn't even make sense how good it is. It's sinful. It is heaven. It is everything. It's just, oh my gosh. I'm just thinking about it and my mouth is watering right now. If the people, and by the way, it's a super small store. I think it's been invented for like 100 years. I don't even know. I honestly don't even know. It's just like old school AF, you know? And if they never came forward and decided that their talents in the kitchen, in the bakery, whatever, were not, if it wasn't worth it for them to step into creating that, I would have never been able to experience that and also have that bond with my dad that I have now over that cake. It sounds silly, guys, but like that cake, the people who made it, like, thank God. Thank you, guys. If you are listening to this podcast in some bizarre way, like, that would be amazing, by the way. It's La Cabosse d'Or, for you guys to know. Shout out. Their cakes are so good. And your services that you want to create in the world are probably, most likely, going to be like that. People are going to feel like that. If you put in the heart and the truth and the reasons why, like, you're like, oh my God, I believe in myself. I believe in this thing that I want to create for the world so fucking bad that other people are going to benefit from it. The energy in which you do the thing is more important than the thing. So for me, when I decided, oh my God, I want to create a podcast, I want to create this business, I want to do interior design, like whatever, everything that I do, like whether it's teaching, coaching, mentoring, designing, I put my energy into it. I put my energy into it so strongly, especially since I started doing it on my own. Because when I was designing for someone else, when I was designing for another company, what started to happen is that I could never be as creative as I wanted to be. I could never be as creative as I wanted to be. I felt trapped. I felt like I felt used. I felt like a slave. I felt like I was just a tool for someone else to use, for them to create their art, for them to create their dreams. So I couldn't create my dreams. I was completely capped by how much money I could make. I was capped by so many things. And I just felt capped. I felt capped, trapped, constrained, constricted. And it felt like shit. And I want to just go back to the fact that this is how entrepreneurs are born. They can't fucking stand the constrictions imposed by other people. Can you? Are you willing to constrict yourself? Are you willing to cheat on yourself? Are you willing to let go of parts of you in order to ensure your safety that is actually never ensured? The safety that you think exists? A lot of people have found, and this is one of the saddest things about the world. They work their entire careers. They arrive at 65 or 70 years old and they find out, holy shit, I have like very little benefits because of the way everything changed since a few years ago. Is really heartbreaking. And I'm not telling you that you should not work for someone else. That's not at all what I'm saying. I'm saying that you should work for something, for someone, for some kind of organization, for some kind of person, leader that you believe in. There is no amount of money that will give you the fulfillment of working for something, for someone that you actually believe in. Everything that they share, you believe in. Like if a company is eco-friendly and you believe in like healing the planet or whatever, like amazing. Oh my God, imagine completely aligning with that. How amazing is that? Or if you're born with like extreme drama talents, right? If you're like a Leo or born with like sun in the fifth or something like that. Super astrology references here, but if you're made for something, not doing that something is gonna feel painful. And when you're sharing your precious life force, energy, your precious time, your precious money, efforts, all of that for things you don't believe in, there's gonna be a moment that you're gonna hit rock bottom. And I'm trying to soften the blow, but at the same time, I don't wanna rob you of the wake-up call that you're gonna get. Because the wake-up call that you get when you hit the ground, when you hit rock bottom and it hurts really bad, that can be an amazing bouncing board. It can be an amazing bouncing board. And this is what it was for me. When I hit that rock bottom, when I hit that rock bottom so hard, I knew I was never, ever, ever, ever gonna put my energy, my life force energy into a company, into a person, into something that my soul didn't fully 100,000% believe in. And that doesn't mean that I'll never work for someone. I don't think so, but I mean, I'm open to whatever is going to happen in the future. I highly doubt that I'll go back to work for someone like ever. But if, like, for example, like in some wild parallel reality, if there was a company that was just extremely so perfectly on board and everything was aligned for me with my values, with everything, I would consider working for them. It's just that now I've gotten the taste of doing things for myself, and it's just like I don't know how anything would be better than that. It's just like the most amazing freedom ever. It feels so fucking good. But at the same time, there's some people who they don't want to be taking the risks. They don't want to take all the fall. They don't want to buy the programs. They don't want to do the payroll. They don't want to handle all of that paperwork, that administration. And I know for some people, being a business owner isn't for them. But I'm still saying that if being a business owner is not for you, you still don't have to cheat on yourself by working for a company that doesn't align with your values. It is so important to do things and to invest your energy in things you believe in. And this includes people, guys. This includes people. If you're in a relationship where you completely feel like everything you say, they gaslight you, right? They make fun of you. They pretend like you don't know what the fuck you're talking about. You feel like you're crazy around them. Like, you deserve to respect yourself. You deserve to honor your truth and be like, what the fuck? Like, why am I believing in this? Why am I taking this shit? Why am I taking this shit? Why am I, like, I don't have to. And that's called an awakening. It's called an awakening because you're awakening to your power. You're awakening to your sovereignty. You're awakening to your truth, to your freedom, to your authenticity, to your essence, to the things that are within you that want to be motherfucking expressed. And I know I swear a lot. And guess what? It feels good for me. Feels good for me to be an explosion of truth, to be completely unfiltered, to not worry about who is like listening to this and how it may or may not offend them. Do you hear what I'm saying? Do you know how good it tastes to be so fucking free? And I know I make mistakes and I speak funny and I still get to express myself. And it feels so good. And I want that for you because I truly believe that in a society where everybody has come to terms with where they empower themselves from within, we all get to win. Everybody gets to win. The children in school get to win. The people that are in generations to come get to win when you decide to empower yourself. The children that are in your home, that are in your car, when they see their mom, when they see their dad taking ownership for their life. Wow. Do you know how much further that goes and telling them, live your truth, go like do your dreams, live your dreams. And your children, they see you and they're like, but mom, you're not actually living your dreams. Like you're bending over backwards, like you're crying every day. Like I can feel your energy. Like your children will never say that, but like deep down, like they can feel it. It's an energy thing. Like if your children are around you when you're going to this job that you hate every single day, like that energy translates. They pick up on your disharmony. It's a very loud thing. whenever we're communicating with our energy, we're actually talking way louder. People can pick up on that. So if you have been feeling this like uncertainty about, should I go back to work? Like, what's going to happen after this virus thing? Like, what's going to happen after this pandemic? Like, are things going to go back to normal? Like, what kind of job am I going to have? Am I actually going to create the job that never existed before? Am I built to be a leader, or am I always going to be a follower? Am I always going to create other people's dreams, or am I actually built to build my own dream, to create my own life? Do I have some kind of fucking genius that I haven't even uncovered yet because I haven't given myself a chance? I haven't given myself a chance to discover my gifts that are probably a little bit hidden, right? I've been so fucking busy keeping other people's pockets bigger, right? I've been so busy filling their pockets that I've been completely denying my inner well of magic. You deserve to prioritize your gifts. They are like seeds within you that you get to uncover, that you get to discover, that you get to nourish, that you get to just like be like, oh my God, I am fucking amazing at this. I could teach that. And if you're enthusiastic about something, you owe it to the world to share your enthusiasm. I've talked about this so many times. Think about it this way. Imagine if all of the teachers that you've ever had, whether it was in grade school or kindergarten or, you know, high school or university, especially university, imagine if all the teachers you've ever had were super motherfucking enthusiastic about what they said, about what they taught, and they were like so passionate about teaching what they're teaching. You would have paid attention so much more in class, and you probably would be further along. You probably would have gotten even better grades than you did. Right? You would have stayed connected to the person. You would have wanted to learn from them because they're so passionate. But what's happening is that people are teaching from a place of, the textbook says, question one. All right, here you must identify this and identify that. And people are so fucking bored of themselves. They're bored of what they're talking about. They're bored of themselves. They're just doing the job for the money, for the security. That is actually fucking illusion. And what happens is that they are doing the biggest disservice because they're in a position that they can really either change someone's life forever or just fuck them over and completely. Somebody can be completely disinterested in them. So imagine if all the teachers you've ever had were so passionate. Don't you think, and don't you want to be a person that's in the world that has come alive? A person who has connected to their gifts, to their truth, to the thing inside of them that actually they can't fucking wait to talk about. I have a friend and she's amazing. Actually, I haven't spoken to her in a really long time, but she's built for fun. She is built for fun. She literally, like, you can't not have fun when you're with her. She's laughing all the time. She's always having dinner parties. Like, she's built for fun. I really believe that people like that have an amazing gift for the world, and they should actually put it in place. Or people that have a talent for singing or for working with children. It's just like, stop being an accountant if you're built to help children. Stop being something that you're not meant to be in order to get the money and the paycheck, because it's actually always gonna hurt you. It's gonna come back to bite you in the ass. When you're thinking that you're buying yourself safety and protection and stability and all that bullshit, you're delaying your happiness. You're telling the world, you're telling the universe, you're telling yourself, you're actually giving yourself a message that you're not worth the happiness now because you're worth it later. Do you see how fucked up that is? Like, you get to feel good. Like, I'm not saying everything is a piece of cake. I'm saying, like, you're going to work hard. Things are going to be hard no matter what. Like, no matter if you have your own business or if you work for someone else, there's going to be something that feels hard. It's going to be hard. Like, the effort is not changing. It's just that in one way, the effort is going back to you. You are efforting in your own well. You are helping yourself. You are efforting for your own values. And in the other way, you're efforting and you're going against your values. So when you're efforting and you're going against your own values for the promise of getting money in the long run, that money is never going to be enough to make you feel better about the fact that you cheated on yourself. I love you guys. Please don't cheat on yourself. Please. For the sake of the whole world, you deserve better than that. Create your dreams. Create the things that you wish existed. We deserve it. You deserve it. I love you. Have a good day.